Do we see a disparity in minority communities with the cost of healthcare?
Well, not so much the cost of healthcare as the coverage for coverage of healthcare and health insurance and access. There's about 45 to 50 million Americans without health insurance coverage. And so when they get sick and need services, they have to pay out of pocket. And a large fraction of the uninsured tend to be low-income and minority citizens of the U.S.
Can you maybe elaborate a little more about the coverage? What are some of the problems that we're seeing right now in Los Angeles?
Well, Los Angeles is one of the places with the biggest uninsured population. And it comes from a couple of factors. One is we have a voluntary health insurance system in this country, where most people, other than retirees and poor people, most working people get their health insurance from their job. Their employer decides to give them and pay for their health insurance as part of their compensation package. And as health insurance costs have gone up and up, more employers are deciding not to offer that coverage, or are asking their workers to pay something towards that coverage. And some of the workers are saying, you know, I can't afford the $100 or $200 a month out of pocket, even though my employer is going to pay some of it. I can't pay the rest, and so I'm going to forego coverage. And that's resulted in more and more of working people having jobs, many of them full-time jobs, but not having coverage either for them or their families.
Do you see either Barack Obama or John McCain's healthcare initiatives as a solution to our healthcare problem?
Both candidates have talked about potential solutions for the uninsured, and they have actually very different approaches. The McCain approach is much more of a kind of a market-based approach, where he would give people tax breaks and other financial incentives to buy insurance on their own, whereas under Senator Obama's plan, he'd be much more comprehensive and the government would play a much bigger role. As a result, the cost to the taxpayer for those two different approaches would be vastly different. Senator Obama's plan would be running literally hundreds of billion dollars a year if he were to implement it fully. There are many people already doubting whether that's going to be feasible, certainly in the short run, given the financial problems of both the private sector and the public sector deficit, which will result from recent government policy to improve banking and other areas.
Glenn, thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon.
My pleasure.